German immigrants, you know, render them assistance here in the Republic of Texas. Fischer hurried on over to Germany to sell them their contract on the San Saba and Lahn rivers. And the heads of the German immigration company in Germany believed every word that Fischer told them and bought the Fischer Miller contract. And then when the first three sailboats were on the sea and bringing the first settlers, Prince Solms had arrived in July of 1844 at Galveston and gone on over to Houston and to see about transportation facilities. He was told by President Sam Houston that it was impossible to take any white people across the old San Antonio Nacogdoches Road, and we still have a Nacogdoches Street here in New Providence. That old road came right through here because territory or the land on the north and west of the old San Antonio Nacogdoches Road was under full control of the Comanches. And they were warlike, and the Republic of Texas did not have a sufficient number of Texas Rangers to render them any protection. So then Prince Solms found himself in the predicament of finding some land equidistant between the coast and the San Saba and Llano River country. So he bought five saddle horses and saddles and blankets and a frying pan and coffee pot and bacon and cornmeal and started riding to San Antonio to see what he could do. And he took the lower road via Gonzales and Seguin and came to San Antonio. And in San Antonio the news spread around that there was a prince from Germany here looking for a place where he could buy land equidistant between the coast and the San Saba lands, where he could establish a stopping station and or stopping and supply station. There was Johann Rahm, the son of Dr. Rahm, R-A-H-M, Rahm, in Switzerland. A young man of 20 or 21 years of age looking for, looking for a place where he could do some fighting. He was a young man full of energy and he wanted to do something. So he came to Texas and joined the Texas Revolution Army, fought against Mexico. And after that war had been won by Texas, he joined as a member of the Texas Rangers, the company of John Coffee Hayes, and rode back and forth with the company.